The Wall of Carl the Tenth Gustav. The impressive straight 4.5 kilometers long wall that cuts off the southern part of the island just south of Parboeng in the west and Näsby in the east has an interesting history. The wall, which in older writings often goes by the name Sträckmuren, the stretch wall, began to be built in 1653 and marked the northern border of Ottenby Royal Manor towards the villages to the north. The purpose of the wall is sometimes said to have been to prevent the king's big game, mainly deer, from damaging crops in the surrounding of the royal estate. This, however, is most likely an old misconception. Rather, the wall was primarily an estate-based framing of the royal manor's estate, which also effectively prevented the islander's animals from damaging or disturbing the king's precious hunting game, the fallow deer in Ottenby Lund. The initiative for the wall came from Duke Carl himself, later King Carl the Tenth Gustav, who in 1649 was granted the whole of Öland by his cousin Queen Christina, and who resided at Borgholm Castle for a few years in the early 1650s. The young duke is said to have personally supervised the construction of the wall, which was carried out partly in the form of tax day works from the locals and partly with the help of criminals in the form of penal servitude. When the wall was finished, it measured 4 cubits in height, 3 cubits in width at the base and 1 cubit at the top. In today's measurements, this corresponds to almost 2.5 meters in height, 1.8 meter at the base and approximately 60 centimeters at the top, which is approximately the dimensions that the wall still has today in the places where it is well preserved. That Duke Carl did not have the wall built out of consideration for the commoners' crops is evident from the long history of royal exclusive rights to hunting on the island. Among other things, Carl is said to have had wild boar planted on the island, which was certainly not to the benefit of the islanders. The Royal Game Park establishment, the Swedish Djurgårdsinrättningen, was confirmed by Johan III in 1572, but the crown's exclusive right to hunt on Öland goes back at least to the 15th century. The commoners were not allowed to hunt any animals at all, and they were not allowed to have dogs that could hunt the king's game. Even trees and branches were the king's property, and the islanders were therefore forced to import firewood or use cow dung as fuel. The miserable existence that the Royal Game Park establishment entailed remained for several centuries and was not abolished until 1801, when the division of the outland was finally initiated.